Nice to see you all this morning. Had a great breakfast. Hope you did too. Let's turn in our white camp book to page 63. My hope is in the Lord. It's been happening so much lately. I told you the trumpets have played a couple of the songs we had planned on singing, and I walked in this morning. The trumpets didn't play the song we were planning on singing this morning. Actually, Brother Tom did tell me last night on the boat ride what song they were going to sing, so I said, I'm going to make sure I don't call that one out. No. But as I walked in, Sister Sarah was playing on the organ, and I said to her, keep that song because we're going to sing that this morning. So it's been happening a lot this week, but thank the Lord, huh? This is the Lord's place. He's in charge. So White Camp Book, page 63. My hope is in the Lord. Let's sing it.
we sing 62?
62? Same book?
Just on the other page.
Yes. You want to know something, Brother Peter? I was looking at that song, and I thought maybe we'll sing that one too. So let's sing it. Absolutely. We can sing it anyway because you requested it. But isn't that funny? I was looking. I said, that might be a good one for us to sing as we go on. Want to see if anyone had a testimony. But still, if you have a testimony, a word for the Lord, feel free. All right? 62. Let all the people praise thee. You guys sing nice and loud, especially those high notes, okay? My voice is starting to get a little tired. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, ye people of his choice. Let all to him that lendeth breath and in his name rejoice. For love's blessed revelation from rest to second verse. Oh, praise him for his holiness, his wisdom, and his grace. By the way, does that sound familiar? Doesn't that sound like the language of Revelation? Doesn't it sound like what they're around the throne? For his holiness, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy unto the only wise God, right? His grace. Doesn't that sound just like the, like that language of those in Isaiah, when Isaiah sees the Lord, when people saw the Lord, there was worship going up around the throne. And here it is. That's what we're doing. Praise him for his holiness, his wisdom, his grace. Keep going. Sing praises for the precious blood which ransomed all our race. In tenderness he sought us. From depths of sin he brought us. The way of life then taught us. To him give thanks. Unto him that hath loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Made us kings and priests unto our God. We shall reign on the earth. There it is. There it is. That's the worship. That is the praise of heaven. All right, let's take a stab at verse 3, okay? Let's sing it. It's a great song, isn't it?
Had I a thousand tongues to sing, the half could ne'er be told. Of love so rich, so full and free, of blessings manifold, of grace that faileth never, peace flow.
Praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. We praise you. Thank you.
remember how Brother Gordon Gardner used to sing this song? And he would say, we don't need 1,000 tongues. We just need the one we've got. Give him praise.
Amen.
And I just thought of that as we sang that again today. Though they've been gone for many, many, many years, yet use the one tongue you've got to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your strength. I appreciate this day you've given us to find you more greatly.
Yes.
That just came to my heart. Forgive me, but I just had to say that.
Amen.
Use the one tongue you've got.
That's right.
You don't need a thousand.
That's it.
Thank you.
We're grateful for the salvation of God that He offers us. It's a free gift. And that's a good thing. If someone gave you a gift and said, okay, now give me your credit card or give me some money, you'd be like, what? This is not a gift. This is a payment. But I'm so grateful for that free gift of salvation. And in China, sometimes where we live in the southwest part is near Tibet, and there's a lot of Buddhists that sometimes are around, and we see different influences, and some of our friends have been up in Tibet, and they have anything from prayer flags that when the wind blows, it's supposed to offer up some sort of prayer, and also then you probably also have seen prayer wheels. They have small wheels in your hand, they have big wheels, they spin. And those are prayer wheels. Every time it goes around, it's supposed to offer a prayer. But there's a sense, again, this is just a mechanical thing. This is just something that we're trying to achieve by works. And of course, over in church history, there's always been a struggle between how much does God do in salvation and how much do we do. You know, some people lean too far on working their way into heaven and by good works trying to be saved. Other people are like, oh, I do nothing. It's just purely election. But in this first song that we sang, page 63, the fourth verse, it says, His grace has planned it all.
Yes.
He planned it all. So that is the in a sense, the predestination. The plan is predestined. Jesus going to the cross was predestined for all. 'Tis mine but to believe. And that's the part that just, it's just that little part in us that says, I believe.
Yes.
It's there. It's available. There's nothing no one can do to change it. It's complete. There's nothing anyone can add to it, but it's there. We just simply believe. And it says, and recognize His work of love and Christ receive. So think of believe and receive. And even in the meetings here at camp, you know, or any meetings you go to, there's that inner choice that we have of just simply saying yes to God. Even when we wake up in the morning, we can again, it's natural to be self-centered and think about our day and so on. But there's that, the Holy Spirit's always around us, always working, always there. And it's just saying, yes to God. Yes, God, I want to know you. Yes, God, I want you in this day. Yes, God, I want to include you in my thoughts, my problems, my concerns. And even in meeting here, coming through the doors, we always have a choice. We could say, oh, you know, I'm tired. I have other things on my mind. But it's that, yes, yes, God. And that's what I find when we have discussions over the years about, you know, election predestination as well as, you know, by works. And it's just like, God's done it all. It's complete. It is finished. Mm-hmm. But our part is that relationship with God. We just say, yes, God. Yes, God. I recognize what you've done. I believe. My choice is, I just believe. Lord, help my unbelief, even as they say in the New Testament. But I believe.
Yes.
And that's the choice as we walk the Christian walk, is just that, God, I believe. God, I receive.
Yes.
It's not what I can do. You've already done it all. You've completed it. But I simply recognize it and I receive it.
Yes.
So God, help us to have that insight and that revelation. God, help us to know you more. Help us to recognize what you've done more. Help us to understand your word more and more. So today I believe and I receive and thank the Lord for what he's done for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Lord. I know we all know, most of us know that chorus, only believe. Only believe, all things are possible. I don't know about here, but at our church, we used to, my mom created a version, or maybe she heard it somewhere, and instead of only believe, it was Lord, I receive. Maybe some of you heard that too. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I receive. How about we believe? Now let's receive. Can we sing that together?
Amen. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive.
Promises without offering the gift. And so, Lord, you have offered to us this morning yourself. You have offered to us your Holy Spirit, your righteousness, your goodness, all these things that we've heard and sung this morning. And so, Lord, just now, help each one of us to simply open up our hearts by faith. That's all we have to do, simply by faith, and receive what you have for us, Lord. We believe that you are giving to us, even now in these moments. Help us, Lord. Help each one. If there's anyone here, Lord, whose mind is taken up with other things or other worries, other cares, or just now, help us to cast those cares upon you and just open our hearts and receive what you have for us. Because we know that you are giving. You are pouring out yourself, your spirit, your blessings. We thank you for it. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We were singing the first song that all the people, I guess that was the second song, wasn't it?
Okay.
We were singing that all the people praised thee. And suddenly the Lord seemed to speak in my heart to change those words to, let all my heart praise thee. Let all my heart praise thee. So as we've been hearing, the choice is ours. We have, even though we've been called to belong to him, we still have that choice to believe, that choice to receive. So while we were singing it, in my heart I was singing, let all my heart praise.
That's right.
Not just all the people.
Right.
Right.
Of course, it's wonderful to hear all of you singing, but, you know, it's not quite the same as let all my heart praise thee, because then I can receive from his heart to my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus, pray. Let's sing in our hymnal, page 107. Thank you for those testimonies. Almost felt like it's in one of those old-fashioned camp meetings.
Amen.
That's... praise the Lord. Maybe you're just getting so tired of hearing my voice. You said, let's do some talking ourselves, huh? I was blessed by them. And please continue. Please continue. Rejoice, the Lord is King, page 107.
I want you to look really carefully in here, because what we're going to look at this morning is buried in this song somewhere. Hey, be a good archaeologist and see if you can dig it out, all right? It's not at the beginning, okay? It's not on the surface, and it's not the last line, and it's not even rejoice again, I say rejoice, as good as that is. But you see, you keep your eyes open, and you'll see it in there. 107, rejoice, the Lord is King.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adore. Rejoice, give thanks and sing and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice. Judge shall come.